Senate come to order. Will members please vote, signify your presence. The roll shows 18 members present. Senators Cowdery and Wagner are excused. Please stand for the invocation by the Chaplain Beverly Smith of the Christian Science Church.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the season of renewal that spring represents. Let each of us marvel at the power of life to burst forth and for growth to appear where dead ends seem to be. We read in the book of Revelation, "Behold, I make all things new." Help us to live with the expectation of newness today and every day. Old ideas transform with new perspectives. Tired relationships rekindle with new appreciation. Old battles are laid aside with new understanding, and old ways of being and doing are enriched with new insights and inspiration. Let us carry this springtime state of mind into our work today. You see in us the seeds of new growth and a higher grasp of truth and life and love. May we find and cherish that promise within ourselves, our neighbors, our state, and our world. With grateful hearts, we thank you for your love for us and praise your holy name. Amen.
Senator Cherio, would you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Will the Secretary please certify the journal?
I certify as to the correctness of the journals for the 86th and 87th legislative days.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent the journals be approved as certified by the Secretary.
Without objection, so ordered. Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Madam President. I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Without objection, the prayer will be spread on the journal. Introduction of guests. Senator Bundy.
Thank you. Good morning. I am fortunate this morning to have a constituent to introduce. Richard would stand. Richard's behind me, Richard Lum. Richard is an 18-year resident of Eagle River. He teaches music at Ravenwood Elementary, where he has helped put together with his student talent one of the top elementary school choirs in Anchorage. He's also a member of the Anchorage Education Association Board of Directors and a member of the NEA Alaska Board. For those of you here in the room who may have had a misspent youth, I want you to take some solace, because indeed hell may have frozen over. I went to an NEA reception last night. I found it interesting and useful. I hope they did as well. Would you please welcome Richard to the Senate?
Senator Thomas.
Good morning. Thank you, Madam President. It's my pleasure to introduce four guests. Some were constituents. Anyhow, I'm not sure if I have the galleries correct, but Tim Parker is, I believe, is sitting behind me in the Ziegler Gallery. Tim is representing Senator Bundy's group, the NEA. He's been teaching English at Lathrop High School, which is the high school I attended for at least 4 years in Fairbanks, and he's lived in Fairbanks since 1990. Also have Tammy Smith, who is here with the NEA as well. She teaches third grade at Nordale Elementary and also taught at the Immaculate Conception Grade School. Tammy's been teaching in Fairbanks for 25 years, I believe. Also, Linda Witt, and Linda is right behind me. She's here representing the League of Women Voters. She's on the League's state board. She's been teaching elementary school since the day it opened at Pearl Creek. And also, Gail Harbo, here representing NEA Alaska, taught math at Lathrop High School for 25 years. She is retired and is a member of the Alaska Retirement Management Board, NEA Alaska Board of Directors, and president of NEA Alaska Retirement. Please help me in welcoming them.
Senator Cherio.
Thank you, Madam President. I also have a guest from the North Pole area. If you'd help me welcome her, it's Irene Mathias. She's worked at the North Pole Middle School as a paraprofessional with emotionally impaired students. So please help me welcome her.
Senator Davis.
Thank you, Madam President. It's my pleasure to introduce on the behalf of Senator Cowdery, one of his constituents, and I'd like for her to stand. It's Lisa Johnson. Lisa is on the board of directors for NEA Alaska. She's also a teacher, and she's very proud to say that she teaches at Northern Lights ABC School, and it's Anchorage's first Blue Ribbon School. And she wants to make sure that you knew that. She is an educator of our next generation, and she's proud of her profession, and I want you to welcome her to our audience. Thank you.
Senator Shepard.
Thank you, Madam President. Behind me today, Ms. Peggy Boydston, if she'd please stand. She's with the NEA. She's a board member. She's been an instructor at Sitka High School for 20 years. She's had both my nephews, Carl Jr. and Keith, in her classes in PE and business classes. Hopefully they passed. I didn't ask her about that. And she'll soon have my daughter in a couple of years. With that, I'd like the Senate to give her a warm welcome.
Senator McGuire.
Good morning, Madam President. Thank you. It's my honor today to introduce two people who are down here with NEA Alaska as well. The first behind me in the Grove Gallery is a constituent, a new constituent of mine. He's from District 27, that part of the district, and we have corresponded back and forth a couple of times since my election. A wonderful, wonderful man, Gerald Tennyson. He's a teacher at College Gate School in Anchorage. He's on the NEA Board of Directors, as I said, and he's originally from Dillingham, so he has quite a diverse past, so please help me welcome him first. The second person I'd like to introduce is over there in the Ziegler Gallery, and she was one of my very first teachers at Diamond High School, so it just goes to show that some of us turn out okay, I think. And her name is Joanne Pfister, and she's a very dear friend of mine, as well as a former teacher. She's on the NEA Board of Directors. She's a teacher now, still at Diamond, improving young minds, and I'm very proud of the work that she's done. She's been a big supporter of mine. Please help me welcome her to Juneau.
Senator Elton.
Thank you, Madam President. It gives me a great deal of pleasure to introduce a constituent of mine and a friend of mine in the Grove Gallery behind me. She is also here with NEA Alaska. She's a board member, and she teaches at Juneau Douglas High School. I think you'll note by her youthful visage that she wasn't teaching there when I was there. But I do wish that I had had more teachers like her. She is a real star at the high school. If the body could help welcome Sarah Hannon to the floor.
Senator Lincoln.
Morning, Madam President. It's my pleasure today to have a friend from Fairbanks, also a member of the NEA Board of Directors, and I'm going to step out of the way here a little bit because Karen Eddy is in the Grow Gallery. Karen's visiting us with NEA. A retired librarian at my alma mater, where I spent 6 years of my life at Lathrop. She was not there when I was there either, but she's down helping promote education, and it's always nice to see these folks here. So please welcome Karen Eddy to the Senate.
Senator Stevens.
Thank you, Madam President. It's a real pleasure to introduce several constituents from my district in NEA and newfound friends of the Senator from the Hillside. Really pleased to have him here. Let's begin with Richie Caproy. Richie has been awarded NEA's 2007 Education Support Professional of the Year, and real proud of him for that. He's been at Homer High School for 24 years, retiring in 2 weeks. Amazing. And then he wants to go chase deer on Kodiak, so we're pleased to welcome him. And if you'd stay standing, Richie, we'll go on and introduce Tammy Fogel. Tammy Fogel is someone I've known for a number of years in Kodiak. She's a Harvard graduate, got her master's from UAF, celebrating her 20th reunion high school from Kodiak. Please welcome her, as well as the third person, which is Kathy Carroll. Kathy Carroll is from Soldotna. She's a teacher at Redoubt Elementary School. She is the president of the Kenai Peninsula Education Association, avid skier. Actually, I just learned her motto is, if you're not falling, you're not skiing. So please welcome all of them.
Senator Hoffman.
Good morning, Madam President. I have three teachers as well in the gallery behind me that I would like to introduce. Please stand as I introduce you. Theodora Weber from Togiak. She is a 9th through 12th grade math teacher. Been teaching in Togiak for 5 years, and is one. Togiak is one of four schools in the Southwest School District. Pat Smith from Bethel is an NEA board member, resident of Bethel for 26 years, and he's a compliance officer for LKSD. Last but not least, Barbara Ngayak from Bethel. She's been teaching for Lower Kuskokwim School District since 1980. Her third year as a mentor in Alaska, the statewide mentor for the communities of Shefornik, Nightmute, Nutak, Tanunuk, and Tuksuk Bay, and she is currently the NEA Alaska Vice President. Please give them a warm welcome to the Senate.
Senator Ellis.
Good morning, Madam President. I'm very excited and pleased to have three constituents from my district with me today. That's a rare occasion, and I'm very happy about it. First, is a friend of mine, Mr. Dan Frank of Ecology and Environment Incorporated. He's a Fairview property owner and landlord in my home neighborhood. And I understand he's recently been to one of the farms that I own and toured that, so I'm going to get a farm report from Mr. Frank. Please help me welcome a great guy, Mr. Dan Frank. And also, Madam President, I have some folks from NEA Alaska. First is a wonderful teacher at Mount Spur Elementary. She's also with NEA Alaska and here lobbying for truly adequate funding for education. A great constituent. Please help welcome Kathy Wright. Kathy? And finally, Madam President, Lydia Garcia is with us. Many of you know that Lydia was a 20-year Alaska resident. She was outside for a while, but returned to our great state last year to serve as the interim executive director of NEA Alaska. We were glad to have her back. And the good news came in yesterday that Lydia has had the interim removed from her business card, so she'll have to get new ones printed. She's now the executive director, confirmed executive director for NEA Alaska, representing almost 13,000 public school employees, quite a position of responsibility. I'm sure we'll all be seeing more of her around the building advocating for education. Please help welcome Lydia Garcia.
Senator Huggins.
Thank you, Madam President. I have three echelons of people to be introducing today, distributed amongst both galleries. The first three of which are your constituents, leading with Mr. Glenn Ramos, who is a psychologist at both Palmer and Colleen High School, a small business owner, and an adjunct employee of Sears. So please join me in recognizing Glenn Ramos. The next is Ms. Jessica Cook, who's a lifelong Alaskan, who's a teacher at Eagle Academy Charter School. She's married and has three children, is a second-generation Chugiak High School graduate, and lives in Palmer. Once again, is your constituent. Please. And the last and not least of which is your constituents, Mr. Don Campbell. Don, would you please stand? Don's a teacher at Snowshoe Elementary, which is actually in my district, but he lives in your district, and he's taught there for 33 years. Please join me in recognizing Don. All three of these individuals are here with NEA Alaska today. Now, for my district is a young lady by the name of Suzanne Herman. This says that she is a 30-year Alaskan resident. I know that's not true because she's probably not even 30 years of age. she's worked in Mat-Su for 18 years. All these must be exaggerations. Now, Suzanne's family has a little bit in common with Becky and I's family in that she has a son and a daughter, son named Eric, who's a 2005 graduate of U.S. Military Academy, and Catherine, who will be a graduate of the Military Academy this May. Please join me in welcoming Suzanne Herman. And thirdly, if you need to go halibut fishing, his name's Ernie Kirby from Wasilla. Becky and I also have been fishing with him. He's an education support specialist and case manager at Burchell High School and a small business owner operating out of Nanilchek. Please, Ernie. And finally, the third echelon of of my introductions today is in the Grow Gallery. It's my wife, Becky. And I will say to you that there may be some people in here besides myself and Becky that fly helicopters. I guarantee you a Diet Coke, she's the best helicopter pilot in this room. And I will further add, most of you know a person by the name of Colin Powell. When he was in the Army and my wife was in the Army, my wife was one of the pilots that flew him about. So I can guarantee you that if you're in the upper echelons of the Army, much like flying with airlines, you don't have rookie novice pilots doing that. Now, equally important, we have three children, Chad, Hallie, and Cody. And the biggest part of our life and the thing I'm most proud of is the quality of those kids based on their butt.
Does anyone else dare introduce someone? Sarah Olson, are you taking up the challenge?
Thank you, Madam President. It certainly is a hard act to go ahead and follow something like that. But I do want to say today it is a pleasure to go ahead and introduce somebody that has spent more time in the first grade than I have, because after 2 years in the first grade myself, I have somebody that spent 16 years in there as a teacher, and that's one of my constituents, Sue Connor, over in the... And we also have Christina Tornquist, who is a retired teacher from Nome. Her and her husband, Maynard Perkins, were very instrumental in working with the CAP and very instrumental in getting involved with the Nome activities. And with that, Christina Tornquist, please.
Are there further introductions today? Messages from the governor.
Message dated April 6th stating, I have signed the following bill and transmitted the engrossed and enrolled copies to the Lieutenant Governor's office for permanent filing. House Bill number 102, Passing Stationary Vehicles, Chapter number 7, SLA 2007. Messages dated April 5th stating, I have read the following resolution and transmitted the engrossed and enrolled copies to the Lieutenant Governor's office for permanent filing. Senate Resolution number 6 amended, opposed threatened status for polar bear. Senate Resolve number 4. House Concurrent Resolution number 3, proclaiming April 2007 as Sexual Assault Awareness Month. Legislative Resolve number 3. Those are all the messages from the governor, Madam President.
Messages from the House?
Message dated April 11th stating the House has passed and is transmitting the following for consideration. CS for House Bill number 136, Finance, title amended by the House Finance Committee. An act relating to the supervision of dental hygienists by dentists, establishing a restorative function license endorsement for dental hygienists and allowing collaborative agreements between licensed dentists and dental hygienists.
Go to Hess. Labor and Commerce and Finance.
CS for House Bill number 182, Judiciary by the House Judiciary Committee. An act making the offering of certain promotional checks an unfair or deceptive act or practice.
Labor and Commerce, Judiciary.
Concur message dated April 11th stating the House passed. CS for Senate Bill number 45, Judiciary with the following amendment. House CS for Senate Bill number 45, Judiciary. An act relating to murder in the first degree, and it is returned for consideration.
Senator Stevens.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the, Madam President, I move that the Senate concur in the House amendment to CS for Senate Bill 45 Judiciary and recommend Senate vote yes.
Senator Terrio.
We just have an explanation of the changes that were made in the House, please.
Senator Olson.
Thank you, Madam President. The significant change that came out of the House was that the short title has been changed to be known as the Sonia Ivanov Act, and I speak in favor of the concurrence and would like to go ahead and make an issue of the idea that this young lady was a well-liked person who came up from Unalakleet, was living in Nome, to try and go ahead and get her life in a financial position where she could go on to college, was working very hard, and was very popular. A person that was murdered there in Nome while away from her family at the young age of 19. And because of that, I concur with the House change here and would support this bill as it is, and encourage a yes vote.
Is there debate? Senator Torrio.
Thank you, Madam President. And thank you for that explanation. On the Senate side, we, of course, had dropped that section number one, and it's back in the bill. I'm disappointed to see that happen, not because the young lady was not well-liked in the community and unfortunately met with an untimely death. But I think, I'm not sure where we draw the line here on naming sections of statutes for people. A couple of years back, I moved, as I quite often do, to strike strike a section one out of a bill, went to talk to the prime sponsor because I hadn't had an opportunity ahead of time to let him know that I was going to do that, and offer my apologies. But what really was sort of puzzling to me was the department had testified that the rest of the bill they were willing to do in regulation. They were in the process of doing it in regulation. So I asked the prime sponsor, I said, well, really what you're trying to do with the bill can be done without the bill. And the response was, but then I can't put the person's name in statute. So here we were, we have a piece of legislation in the hopper doing something that should have been done in regulation. The only reason that we have the bill was to put somebody's name in statute. And I just personally don't think that's appropriate. And so therefore today, I personally will be casting a no vote, not because I disagree with the content of the bill, but just that I would prefer that we go back to the Senate version of the bill and not be cluttering our statutes up with individual Alaskan names. Thank you.
Further discussion, Senator McGuire.
Thank you, Madam President. I just like to respond briefly. We did have this debate in the committee discussion in this body. There were votes cast, and so there are members of this body that actually prefer the bill this way. I'd like the record to reflect that. And I'd like to state the reasons, at least for one member of this body's reasons. It's common when you think through families that stories transcend, tales are told, fables are told, and they're told for reasons that highlight characters. And sometimes they're good things, good attributes that you want your children to remember, you want society to remember, and sometimes they're bad things. They're horrific acts. In this case, I can't think of one of the more horrific acts that has happened to a young woman in our state. Someone using the color of their authority on a repetitive basis to take advantage and prey on young women and finally take the life of someone whose life was so promising. And it is her and the embodiment of her and what happened to her that to me makes this statute come alive. And so sometimes putting a name in an act is appropriate because years go by and we can't remember why we put that there. What was the reason? I look at statutes today that were cast by members that served in these very, very halls, you know, decades ago, and I try to envision why they passed them. And this is one way to memorialize that. And so I personally am in favor of having Sonia Ivanov's name in this act. I think it is a way to remind others of the horrific act and to dedicate something to her life and to her family.
Is there further debate? Not? Shall the Senate concur in the House amendment to CS for Senate Bill 45 Judiciary? Members may proceed to vote.
Have all members voted?
Secretary will lock the roll. Does anyone wish to change their vote? Secretary will record the vote. Secretary will tally the vote.
16 yeas, 2 nays.
And so we have concurred in the House amendment to CS for Senate Bill 45 Judiciary.
Those are all the messages from the House, Madam President.
Communications. The following report has been received. Procurement report, a summary of executive branch activity fiscal years 2005 and 2006 from Annette Kreitzer, Commissioner, Department of Administration, in accordance with AS 3630540. I have no further communications.
Reports of standing committees.
The Finance Committee considered Senate Bill number 61, Supplemental Appropriations, and recommends a Finance Committee substitute. Signing due pass, Senators Hoffman, Stedman, co-chairs, Senators Elton, Thomas, Dyson, Huggins. Signing no recommendation, Senator Olson. The bill has no further referral. It is in the Rules Committee. The Resources Committee considered Senate Bill number 91, Pollutant Discharge Permits, and recommends a Resources Committee substitute. Previous zero fiscal note. Signing due pass, Senator Huggins, chair, Senators Green, McGuire, Stevens, Stedman, Wagner. Signing no recommendation, Senator Wilikowski. The bill has a further referral to the Judiciary Committee. The Labor and Commerce Committee considered Senate Bill number 115, Gift Cards, and recommends the adoption of the previous State Affairs Committee substitute. Previous indeterminate fiscal note. Signing due pass, Senator Ellis, chair, Senator Davis. Signing no recommendation, Senators Bundy, Stevens. The bill has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Labor and Commerce Committee considered House Bill number 34, Sales by Winery Licensee. Previous zero fiscal note. Signing due pass, Senator Ellis, chair, Senators Davis, Stevens. Signing no recommendation, Senator Bundy. The bill has no further referral. It is in the Rules Committee. The Finance Committee considered CS for House Bill number 95, Finance, Appropriation, Operating Budget, Loans, Funds, and recommends a Finance Senate Committee substitute. Signing due pass, Senators Stedman, Hoffman, co-chairs, Senators Elton, Thomas, Huggins. Signing no recommendation, Senator Olson. Signing amend, Senator Dyson. The bill has no further referral. It is in the Rules Committee. The Finance Committee considered CS for House Bill number 96, Finance, Appropriation, Mental Health Budget, and recommends a Finance Senate Committee substitute. Signing due pass, Senators Stedman, Hoffman, co-chairs, Senators Elton, Thomas, Huggins. Signing no recommendation, Senator Olson. Signing amend, Senator Dyson. The bill has no further referral. It is in the Rules Committee. Those are all the standing committee reports.
Reports of special committees.
I have no special committee reports.
Introduction of Senate resolutions.
Senate Joint Resolution number 5 by Senator Davis, urging the United States Congress to support the freedom to choose unions.
Labor and Commerce, State Affairs.
Senate Resolution number 7 by Senator Olson, creating and relating to the Senate BPSO Task Force.
State Affairs and Finance.
Those are all the resolutions for introduction.
Introduction of Senate bills.
Sponsor substitute for Senate Bill number 136 by Senator Thomas, an act relating to certain municipal service areas that provide road services.
Community Regional Affairs and Transportation.
Senate Bill number 153 by Senators French, Davis, an act relating to the use of credited military service by retired peace officers and firefighters to meet certain requirements for major medical insurance coverage benefits.
Labor and Commerce, State Affairs, and Finance.
Senate Bill number 154 by Senator Elton, an act imposing a fee on homeowners insurance policies issued or renewed in the state, requiring an insurer issuing or renewing a homeowner's insurance policy to collect the fee, and creating a special account in the general fund, allowing money in the fund to be appropriated to the Department of Public Safety for the Alaska Fire Standards Council, and repealing the Alaska Fire Services Personnel Fund.
Labor and Commerce, State Affairs, and Finance.
Those are all the Senate bills for introduction.
Consideration of the data calendar.
CS for House Bill number 108, Labor and Commerce, by the House Labor and Commerce Committee, an act extending the termination date for the Board of Marine Pilots and providing for an effective date. The Labor and Commerce Committee considered the bill. Previous fiscal note, signing due pass, Senator Ellis, chair, Senators Bundy, Davis, Stevens. The Finance Committee considered the bill. Previous fiscal note, signing due pass, Senators Hoffman, Stedman, co-chair, Senators Elton, Thomas, Dyson, Huggins, Olson. I have no amendments.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that CS for House Bill 108, Labor and Commerce, be considered engrossed, advance to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Without objection, so ordered.
CS for House Bill number 108, Labor and Commerce, an act extending the termination date for the Board of Marine Pilots and providing for an effective date.
Senator Ellis.
Thank you, Madam President. This bill extends the sunset date for the Board of Marine Pilots to 2013. which is the 6-year extension recommended by Ledge Audit.
Is there further discussion? Is there debate? Question is, shall CS for House Bill 108, Labor and Commerce, pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Secretary will lock the roll. Does anyone wish to change their vote? Secretary will record the vote. And the Secretary will tally the vote.
18 yeas, 0 nays.
And so CS for House Bill 108, Labor and Commerce, has passed the Senate.
Madam President, I move and I ask unanimous consent that the vote on the final passage of the bill be considered a vote on the effective date clause.
Without objection, so ordered.
CS for House Bill number.
Read that east, please.
Senator French. Read that east.
Should I read it?
Yes, go ahead and read it.
CS for House Bill number 126, Judiciary, title amended by the House Judiciary Committee. An act relating to access to criminal justice information for certain employees of the Department of Administration, relating to the procedure for changes to certificates, registration, titles, licenses, permits, and other forms relating to driving and motor vehicles, relating to requirements for, cancellations of, renewals of, reinstatements of, expirations of, disqualifications of, withdrawals of, suspensions or revocations of, and exemptions from commercial and other driver's licenses, permits, or privileges to drive, relating to records concerning motor vehicles and their drivers, relating to penalties for violating commercial driver licensing requirements, and relating to the driver's license compact and providing for an effective date. The Transportation Committee considered the bill, previous zero fiscal notes, signing due pass, Senator Kukesh Chair, Senators Wilkin, Cowdery, signing no recommendation, Senator Wilikowski. I have no amendments.
CS for House Bill 126 will be held in third reading for the next legislative day.
Citations. Honoring Angoon Intermediate Gold Medal Basketball Team. Honoring Cake Thunderbirds Boys Basketball Team.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the citations on today's calendar be approved.
Without objection, so ordered. Is there unfinished business? Senator Bundy.
Thank you. I'd like to move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused not subject to the call. From afternoon plane time, April 26th, to morning plane time, April 30th, for personal and state business.
Without objection, so ordered. Senator Davis.
Thank you, Madam President. I would like to have an excuse absent for the period of May 3rd through May 6th in the PM. And also May 16th, the 3rd through the 6th would be for state business and the 16th would be personal.
Thank you, please. Come back to order. Senator Davis.
Thank you, Madam President. I'll withdraw the May 16th date.
Thank you. And so from the evening of Thursday, the 3rd of May to Sunday, the 6th of May, is without objection, so ordered. Is there further unfinished business?
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that I be shown as a co-sponsor of Senate Bill 150, which is an act relating to crimes at domestic violence shelters.
Senator Elton, Senator Wilikowski, Senator McGuire, Senator Ellis, Senator Thomas, Senator Dyson, Senator Stedman, further unfinished business. Senator Davis.
Yes, Madam President, I'd also like to be a co-sponsor for Senate Bill 117. It's the Firefighters Presumptive Disability Law.
Okay. Co-sponsor with the objection so ordered, and Senator Wilikowski would like to be shown as a co-sponsor. Is there further unfinished business? Senator Wilikowski.
President. I move and ask unanimous consent to be added to as a co-sponsor to SB 102, the Mortgage Lending Bill.
the mortgage lending bill without objection. Further unfinished business? Announcements? Senator Elton.
Madam President, thanks. Just a notice for people of an event on April 16th at noon in the Buttrovich Room. Dr. Marcus Erickson, who will be in Juneau, visiting the Juneau World Affairs Council and the UAS chapter of Turning the Tides. He's an expert on plastics pollution, especially as it affects our ocean, and he'll be screening in the Buttrovich Room a short video, a 9-minute video called Synthetic Sea. It's startling, it's scary, but it's not as scary as the 22-minute version, which he won't be showing. This is the 9-minute version. And of course, members and their staff are welcome to attend, and he'll be available for questions following the presentation. Thank you, Madam President.
Thank you. Further announcements? Special orders. Senator Olson.
Thank you, Madam President. I just want to go ahead and move and ask unanimous consent that I be given the special privilege of speaking of a birthday.
Of a birthday, Senator Olson.
Thank you, Madam President. Today is a momentous day because it's Sonia Ivanov's birthday.
Thank you very much, Senator
Olson.
Are there further special orders? Senator Stevens.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent I be allowed to speak on cancer in Alaska.
On cancer in Alaska, Senator Stevens.
As you know, Madam President, cancer is Alaska's leading cause of death. Over the last 3 years, hundreds of professionals in our state, including survivors, medical professionals, provincial specialists, and business leaders, have been very involved in working on a comprehensive plan for cancer control. The Centers for Disease Control also support this effort. Their goals include risk reduction, early detection, better treatment, and enhanced survivorship. These efforts are tremendous, and they encourage us to lead healthy lifestyles, to promote cancer screening, to improve access to cancer care, and to improve the quality of life for cancer survivors. In Alaska, we have two cancer control planning teams, and they have just published their comprehensive plans. We've distributed those plans on their behalf into your mailboxes this morning. You'll find this bright yellow folder that contains a copy of both of Alaska comprehensive cancer control plans and also the comprehensive cancer plan for the Alaska Tribal Health System. Also included is National Conference of State Legislatures state cancer policy issues briefing and a contact list for Alaska cancer resources. Thank you, Madam President.
Thank you. Are there further special orders? Senator Stevens, adjournment, please.
Madam President, I move the Senate adjourn until 11 a.m. Monday, April 16th.
Senate is adjourned.